I think we all were disappointed about it. I mean, it was a tough game. Could have gone both sides. You end up with no 0 points. I think it's more than hard.
First half in the game, especially, you could have gone in at halftime 1 or 2 nil up, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those games. If you don't score, most of the time we'll end up opposite team that will get the goal and the points. So that's what happened this time.
Is there a concern in the dressing room that you are in the bottom three and you have spent a few days out of it in the last few weeks, but it's only been a few days, hasn't it?
It's only been a few days for now, but I mean, there's a lot of games coming up as well. And if we get a couple of good runs on the bounce, then I'm sure we're not going to be there for long.
Do you firmly believe that this team is far better than the league position would suggest?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you can see that we can work out. Even if we don't play good, we make sure that we don't concede a lot and we create chances as well. Sometimes you have to be more lucky than the other team to win games.
Been you and Sam Gallagher mostly while you've been here, hasn't it, playing as a forward two. How have you found the partnership between you both?
We get along quite well. Sam is a good player as well. Can score goals, can dribble, can hold the ball. Makes it easier for me as well. And I think together we've done a great job so far.
Is this exactly why you came here? That you're playing first team football regularly, you're having an impact on matches. Is this exactly what you had planned when you came here? I'm sure you'd have liked some more wins, and as a striker you'd like more goals, everyone would, but has it gone well in your opinion?
It's like you said, I'm playing first team football again, winning some games, losing some games, scoring a couple of goals. Obviously you want to score every week in, week out, and the most important thing was to get games again and trying to help the team.
Am I right in thinking that your Swansea contract is up at the end of this current season, and because of that, are you considering options at this moment in time?
As well, I mean, I've still got like a couple months left, yeah. At the moment, I'm in at Blackburn. I'm enjoying my time playing football. Get along with the lads as well, so I'm not really thinking about what's going to happen in Jan. I'm just focused on the games that are coming up now.
It's clear how much the fans have taken to you, and you seem to have taken to them, and you seem to get on very well. And as soon as the Swansea manager was sacked a couple of weeks ago and a new manager came in, first question is Marvin Emnes going back? Has the new manager, Bob Bradley, spoken to him? Have you had any sort of conversation with Bob Bradley at Swansea yet?
No, not yet. There's always people that are trying to get in your head and trying to say stuff about you have to come back in Jan and trying to get your chance again. But I'm not bothered about that. I'm just focused on being here at the moment, playing games week in, week out, and then when it comes to the last day of my transfer, then we will see what's going to happen.
Play another home game. You played very well in the last home game against Nottingham Forest, didn't you? Do you think if you can reach those levels again that you can win this one as well?
Yeah, like that's where it all starts. If the striker's doing a good job, then it makes it easier for the midfield players and they make it easier for the defenders. And I think as a team, if we just play hard, work hard and keep playing football, then we should be able to get the 3 points.
There should be some added competition for you now. Anthony Stokes is feeling well again. Danny Graham's not far away. I don't think you've played with Stokes yet, have you?
No, I've played with him in the 23 games, but not in like the first team league, so I'm looking forward to that as well.